Blog Talk Radio. people.
Forever, come on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just want to thank you, God, for blessing me. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight, God, for your blessings, God, for your glory. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. We want to give honor to God on tonight for another night, another blog, another chance to be amongst the living. We just praise God, praise God, praise God, because he's so mighty, so awesome, so wonderful, so magnificent, so loving, so kind, so great. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's all that and some more. Hallelujah. We just thank God for tonight, for each and every one of you for being here on tonight. Thank God because tonight is going to be an awesome night. And God, we thank God because we are excited and just on fire tonight because he's just worthy. God is so worthy. He's so, so worthy of all the praise. So we just give it. We're going to give him the glory. We're going to give him the honor that is due to him. We're going to have us a Holy Ghost party tonight. We're going to just lift him up higher and higher. But you know what? God is already on the throne. So we just thank God, hallelujah, for being here. We want to just show God how awesome he is. We want to brag on him tonight. We just want to love him tonight even the more. Hallelujah. And let tonight be the beginning of something great. So if you all have any testimonies or any praise reports, let us press one and let us recognize you so that you all can just, let's just brag on God tonight. Sing a song or just, you know, tell him his goodness. Hallelujah. Each and every person should have a testimony tonight because if you're on this line, that's the first testimony you're living. So we just thank God for that testimony and that praise report. But if you press one, we will recognize you. So let's just start bragging on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 6447, your line is open. One moment. 6447. Now your line is open.
Praise God. Thank God for being alive. Hallelujah. And for seeing another day. Hallelujah. A day that I had never experienced before. I'm just a grateful, grateful person because he keeps outdoing everything and everybody else. He just keeps outdoing. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I live to bear witness that yesterday I was told that I don't have no diabetes anymore. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I do not have diabetes anymore. Hallelujah. I bear witness if you be obedient. Keep your faith and trust in the Lord and remember and recall and pray over his word, what he said he'll do for you. He said, I'll make all your crooked places straight. And that indeed he does. That's not the first miracle, and it's only the beginning of even more because he's done so much for me I couldn't even begin to tell you. But that just put a delight in me. Hallelujah. No more metformin. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we got another one to knock down. I got to knock down blood pressure with the power of the Lord. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I give honor and praise to him for everything, for he is my all in all, my Alpha, my Omega, my beginning and my end. He's my brother, my love, and my dealer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I thank God for you being obedient unto his will. No matter how hard you are working, when I say you, it is also plural. That refers to you and your husband. No matter how hard you are working and whatever you're doing for other people, you still have time for the blog. You just give God praise, honor, and glory as him. Keep getting your strength in your loins. Keep getting your strength in your lungs. Keep getting your strength in your heart, mind, and soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. What a testimony. What a praise. That's everything. That's a testimony and a praise report. Thank God for healing. And we, that, right there, fiery. If that testimony right there did not put you on fire, so you heard her say, the woman of God said, she was told she does not have diabetes. Do you know what that means? Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a blessing. That means God is real. God is a healer. And hallelujah, he said he can do it. If you ask him, he'll do it. Glory to God. We thank God for that. Woo, glory. That's awesome. I'm so happy to hear that one. Hallelujah. Mama, you next. You are next. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else have a testimony or a praise report? Press one and we'll recognize you.
You know what?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Doing great things for me. Oh, yeah. He keeps right on doing great things for me. And if I had 10,000 hands, oh, yes, I would use them just to lift him up. For he knows me better, so much better than anyone else. He takes better, so much better care of me than I can for myself. Ooh, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, yes, he keeps right on doing great things for me. And if I had 10,000 tongues, oh, yes, I would use them just to praise his name. For he knows me better, so much better than anyone else. He takes better, so much better care of me than I can for myself. Ooh, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, yeah. He keeps right on doing great things for me. Hallelujah. I just have to give him praise because he keeps on doing marvelous, great things for me, praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God because I couldn't understand why I couldn't walk. I couldn't understand because I kept falling over to my left side. And from 2014, when I asked him, why was this happening to me? While I was in the hospital, they told me that my body was just weak from being on that breathing machine in ICU for a long time. And I accepted it. But then when I went to my cardiologist for my annual checkup, because I'm doing great in that area, and on the paperwork that she gave me to give to another doctor, it had on there that I had suffered a stroke. And that was the reason that I couldn't walk. That was the reason that my balance was off so much to the left side. And I'm giving God praise. You see, that was in 2014. It's 2021. And I'm able to not be in a wheelchair, not have to be on the walker. And I sometimes will use the cane. But I give God praise because of the miracle that he has wrought in my life. Father, his grace is more than sufficient to deliver me from everything else. And I told Pastor this morning when I was going to take my breakfast meal, and it was early, and not even a blood pressure pill, wanted to give me an appetite so I can eat enough. And I just praised him because when I first came home from the hospital, they had me taking 16 pills every morning, every day. I'm taking 16 pills. But I can say tonight, hallelujah, I don't need them anymore. I don't need all those. It's time to just four little pills. And I thank God, I thank him, I thank him, because he just keeps right on doing good things. Oh, God is so good. Oh, he's so good. Trust him and let him move for you like he's never moved before. He's waiting on you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God for these awesome testimonies and these awesome praise reports. And we're just giving God the glory and honor tonight. We're bragging on God tonight. Hallelujah. My testimony is God woke me up this morning. He gave me the strength and the energy, hallelujah, to move forward. God, I had injections in my back a couple of weeks ago. Thank God that I can say that I'm at least 80% better than I was. Thanking God right now that I can go, I can move, I can walk. Hallelujah, I can feel. Praise God, I'm not paralyzed. All these things. I thank God that I'm able to, we were able to open up a shop and I'm able to work in it. I'm able to produce. That I'm not in my bed. I'm not just sitting at home just aching in pain. And even though I may still feel pain, hallelujah, what I feel in August is not what I felt in February, March, April, May, June, nor July. So I just praise God that he's healing my body. I thank God that I didn't get any bad news today. My children are safe. My husband is safe. I don't have any children that's incarcerated. And no one's in the hospital. I have so much that I have a home. Hallelujah. I have a vehicle I thank God for. May not have everything I want, but I have everything I need. That's just a blessing from God. I was able to eat today. I was able to open my refrigerator and get food out. I was able to get something to drink when I wanted. Hallelujah. Thank God. I didn't have to take pills to wake up because and to move around. At one time, I did. I had to take pills just to move out the bed, but I thank God that was not my case today. I thank God. Hallelujah. 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 I just thank God. I thank God for healing. I thank God for blessing. I thank God for providing. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for salvation because it was one time I wasn't able to say that I was saved. But he got me, he caught me in my mess and cleaned me up and turned me around. So I thank God for salvation, for deliverance. I thank God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just giving God the glory tonight, just bragging on his goodness, just bragging on how good he is. If anyone else has a testimony or a praise report, please press 1 and we will open up your mic. If not, I'm going to read the word for what God is saying tonight, and then I will turn it over to Pastor Flint for an awesome word coming straight from his Father. On August the 5th, God is saying tonight, sit quietly in my presence while I bless you. Make your mind like a still pool of water, ready to receive whatever thoughts I drop into it. Rest in my sufficiency as you consider the challenges this day presents. Do not wear yourself out by worrying about whether you can cope with the pressures. Keep looking to me and communicating with me as we walk through this day together. take time to rest by the wayside, for I am not in a hurry. A leisurely pace accomplishes more than hurried striving. When you rush, you forget who you are and whose you are. Remember that you are royalty in my kingdom. Hallelujah. Three scriptures tonight. The first one coming from Psalms 37:7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Romans 8:16-17, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. 1 Peter 2:9, but we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God that may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. We thank God for that word on tonight. We thank God for the blessings that are getting ready to come forth. We thank God for Pastor Flint. Pray for him as he pours out what God has for him to say. And we thank God, and we're asking God to heal his body from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, touch his back, Lord God, and every pain that he's experiencing. God, I thank you that you will take it away right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his obedience. We thank God that he's here to serve on Thursday nights. And we thank God for you because you could have been anywhere else, but you told us to stay and be on this line tonight to hear a word from God. So no longer will I take up any more time, but I will turn it over to Pastor Flint. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God for those powerful testimonies and praise reports and the sharing and the giving and the taking, because we took the healing, took the virtue. So we just thank God for all those different things that has transpired. Even over this week, we just see how God has shown his face and shown himself mighty, strong and mighty on our behalf. So we just give him honor and glory tonight. Tell everybody, tell your neighbor, whatever, and people that you see this week, just tell them, man, we're going to be all right. I want you to text some folks on the we're going to be all right. You know, just let them know we're going to be all right. I know what you heard. I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. I know what it seems like. I know what it sounds like. I know what it appears to be. But we're going to be all right. Saints of God or children of God or sons of God, daughters of God, we're going to be all right. God, those that has been sealed for a reason. So, Lord, we just thank you for it right now in advance. We thank you in advance and we praise you. Heavenly Father, bless for forgiveness and anything we said, done without against your will, against your way, that agrees your spirit in such a way, Father. Father, we decrease that you increase, Father. Have you in our lives, God, lead us further in you. Let us know you, God. See, we may know of you, but now it's time to know you in a more personal manner, God. Open up those doors so that we can know you how you choose to be known. Father, we just thank you in advance for doing it, God. We pray that it be all of you, none of us, God, all your Holy Spirit. None of us, God, we decrease that you increase. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And so it is. I said we're going to be all right, ladies and gentlemen, because it's a different night. And it's more of preaching, no teaching. Just a read along. And I hope you just bear with me because this is what God had me. And it will start off in Revelation 6:16. How many know it's going to be a time when people are going to want to die and not going to be able to? It's going to be a time when they're going to try to run from God and hide. And so David told God, hey, wherever you are, you know, if I'm going to the darkest place, you there. I go to the highest place, you there. So there's nowhere you can go to, but they're going to be trying to run. They're going to be trying to hide. They're going to tell the rocks and the mountains to fall on them. But they said, we're going to be all right. That's not going to be our fate. We're going to be all right. Let's read Revelation 6, and I'm going to lift up verse 15. Says, then everyone, the kings of the earth, the rulers, the generals, the wealthy, the powerful, and every slave and free person, all hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they cried to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to survive? I know most of the times, like in Psalm 73, said, I used to, I had almost slipped until I stepped into the sanctuary. See, oftentimes we can look at the wrong thing for it. Said what? Three things that takes us out. That's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the very pride of life. And as we've been looking with the lust of the eyes, and we see certain things that the world has, and how the world going on, how said the kings of the earth, the rulers, the generals, the wealthy, the powerful, and every slave and free person all hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, and they cried to the mountains and the rocks. Well, sometimes, you know, we talk about, just the other day I was with my mom and Pastor, and we were talking about just the presidents. We were talking about President Biden, we were talking about President Trump, and their roles, their respective roles, President Obama, their roles as leaders, the good, the bad, and the different. You know, it was, some thoughts could have been like, oh, that's a super critical thought, but then, that's one of those, like God said, don't, you know, judge not that she be judged, and just keep praying. But you see, here go their faith. They're telling them to hide them. And nothing happened to them that way. Let's look at Revelation 7. This one, say God, people will be preserved. It talks about, it said, I saw another angel coming up from the east. It said, then I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds, so they did not blow on the earth or the sea, or even on any tree. And I saw another angel coming up from the east, carrying the seal of the living God. And he shouted to those angels who had been given power to harm land and sea, wait, don't harm the land or the sea or the trees until we have placed the seal of God on the foreheads of his servants. You know, the seal of 144,000 was sealed, but there's so much more than that. You know, when you look at the ninth verse, it says, after this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a great roar, salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb. From the Lamb. So you got to know where your salvation comes from. Salvation comes from our God. And they said, and all the angels standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings, and they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshiped God. This is a feeling to be worshiping God and saying, hey, they said, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power should belong to our God forever and ever. Amen. And they said, and then one of the 24 elders asked me, who are these who are clothed in white and where did they come from? And I said, sir, you are the one who knows. So these are the ones who died in the great tribulation. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. These are the ones that even after they miss, you know, somebody you missed the rapture and certain things like that, but don't take the mark. Listen, and I'm telling you to be extremely cautious in this hour because it said it, that they'll, the people won't have to manipulate you to take the mark. They'll just put something in there and make you beg for the mark. Even as we look at something simple as the vaccine for COVID or whatever. You got so many people lined up. You got so many different incentives. Don't get the vaccine, we'll give you $100. So much stuff that's going on. You just got to just continue to watch, continue to pray, continue to watch God move. It's simple stuff. I'm not saying it's the vaccine is the mark of the beast. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that's how simple they can get you chipped. The exact same way. So watch it. Because that's what's next. Hold on a second. Let me read something too before we get to the next thing. I want to read something. the Georgia Guidestones. That's what they want me to talk about, the Georgia Guidestones. Because that's what we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's trying to get us out of here. So the Georgia Guidestones. And what do they say? The following 10 messages are inscribed on one of the structure's giant slabs. These 10 messages are written on the guide stones in 8 different languages. Those things are English, Swahili, Russian, Spanish, Sanskrit, Hebrew, Arabic, and Chinese. Although they are not numbered on the monument itself, they are presented in this order in every language. The following 10 messages are inscribed on one of the structure's giant slabs. These 10 messages are written on the guide stones in 8 different languages. Here we go. Maintain. Number one says, maintain humanity. To maintain humanity under 500 million people in perpetual balance with nature. That's what they're saying. They say we got to get it down to 500 million people. We know it's over billions of people that's in the United States now. So guess what? There has to be some kind of reducing of the people. There has to be some kind of way to eliminate the people that needs to be some elimination. It's a guide reproduction wisely. Improving fitness and diversity. It's Planned Parenthood. That's abortions. Forced miscarriage. I ain't know what they're saying. This is what they're telling you. Homosexuality. Transgenders. Unite humanity with a living new language. So in the world, going to be one world government, one world church. One language. Rule, passion, faith, tradition, and all things for temperate reason. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. I ain't never seen that happen. It might go happen one day. That all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Look at it. A world, we're telling you, one world government, it's a new world order. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. You know, we know that they call them police, but at one time they was called peace officers. Now they say they're going to debunk it and remove it. And you'll have the federal officers. Number 8, balance personal rights with social duties. Number 9, prize truth, beauty, love-seeking harmony with the infinite. Number 10 is good. Be not a council on earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. You've got to join the guidestones. The one we look at, they say you got to get it down to 5. I mean, I got to decrease how many on this earth. How do I do it? I assist God in Revelation. He's talking about there's going to be plagues and famines and instead of waiting on God to do it, I just help prophecy be fulfilled. And so you have man that gets involved in certain situations. And now we have what we have, pandemics and all kind of diseases and forcing different agendas. But God is still God. And no matter how they appear and how they set it up, I have to tell you, man, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. All right, so about Revelation 8. When the Lamb broke the seventh seal, on the scroll, there was silence throughout heaven for about half an hour. I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and they were given seven trumpets. Then another angel with a gold incense burner came and stood at the altar, and a great amount of incense was given to him to mix with the prayers of God's people. As an offering on the gold altar before the throne, the smoke of the incense mixed with the prayers of God's holy people. They sent up the God from the altar when the angel had poured them out. Then the angel filled the incense burner with fire from the altar and threw it down upon the earth, and thunder crashed, lightning flashed, and there was a terrible earthquake. I'm telling you, man. If you knew the God you serve, I'm talking about myself, I'm talking about, man, no games. We serve an awesome, mighty, merciful, gracious, jealous God. As He's just an awesome God. He's an awesome, awesome God. And no vengeance is here, says the Lord, and He will repay. But He's an awesome God. And say He said, verse 6 said, then the seven angels, the seven trumpets prepared to blow that mighty blast. The first angel blew his trumpet, and hail and fire mixed with blood was thrown down on the earth. One third of the earth was set on fire. One third of the trees were burnt, and all the green grass was burned. And the second angel blew his trumpet, and a great amount of fire was thrown into the sea. One third of the water in the sea became blood. One third of all things living in the sea died, and one third of all the ships on the sea were destroyed. And the third angel blew his trumpet, and the great star fell from the sky, burning like a torch. It fell on one third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star was Bitterness. It made one third of the water bitter, and many people died from drinking the bitter water. And the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and one third of the sun was struck, and one third of the moon, and one third of the stars, and they became dark, and one third of the day was dark, and also one third of the night. Then I looked and I heard a single eagle crying loudly as it flew through the air. It said, terror, terror, terror to all who belong to this world. Because of what will happen when the last three angels blow their trumpets. So we got to go to where Ezekiel is the watchman, and that watchman that say, man, or the John the Baptist telling them to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, or, you know, repent and be baptized, repent and be saved, repent and be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. But he said, those that belong to the world, terror, terror, terror. So you got to let people know, amen. It's one thing to be from this world, but it's an awesome thing to be not of this world. So if you say you belong to this world, I'm the world, I'm the streets, I'm this, I'm that. And the eagle crying loudly as it flew through the air, saying, terror, terror, terror. So when these next three trumpets are blown by the next three angels, watch out. And then he asks himself tonight, where are we in these seven seals? What trumpet has been blown thus far? And what trumpet is yet to be blown? It's the question that you ask yourself. Now that's the question. What trumpet is yet to be blown? The fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen to earth from the sky. And he was given the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. When he opened, the smoke poured out his door from a huge furnace in the sunlight, and the air turned dark from the smoke. Then locusts came from the smoke and descended on the earth, and they were given power to sting like scorpions. They were told not to harm the grass or plants or trees, but only the people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They want to be ready when Jesus comes. I want to be ready when He comes too. I want to be ready when He comes. I want to be in that number. I want to have that seal on my forehead. Because if you don't, woe be to you. Woe be to me. They were told not to kill them, but to torture them for 5 months with pain, like the pain of a scorpion and sting. In those days, people would seek death, but would not find it. They were long to die, but death would flee from them. We just talked about the people somehow telling the mountains and the rocks to follow him. He said, now you want to die. You can't even die. The locusts looked like horses prepared for battle. They had what looked like gold crowns on their heads, and their faces like human faces. They had hair like women had, and teeth like the teeth of a lion. They wore armor made of iron, and their wings roared like an army of chariots rushing in the battle. They had tails that stung like scorpions, and for 5 months, they had the power to torment people. The king is the angel of the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon, the destroyer. The first terror is past, but look, two more terrors are coming. These two more terrors, I'm going to pass it on back to the Evangelist Flynn. But so then the sixth angel blew his trumpet. And I heard a voice speaking from the four horns of the gold altar that stands in the presence of God. And the voice said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great Euphrates River. Then the four angels who have been prepared for this hour and day and month and year were turned loose to kill one third of all the people on earth. heard the sound of the army, which was 200 million other troops. And in my vision, I saw the horses and riders sitting on them. The riders wore armor that was fiery red and dark blue and yellow. The horses had heads like lions, and fire and smoke and burning sulfur billowed from their mouths. One third of all the people on earth were killed by these three plagues, by fire and smoke and burning sulfur that came from the mouths of the horses. Their power was in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails had heads like snakes, with the power to injure people. But the people who did not die in these plagues still refused to repent of their evil deeds and turn to God. They continued to worship demons and idols made of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood. Idols that could neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their witchcraft or their sexual immorality or their thefts. My God. I was almost there. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven surrounded by a cloud with a rainbow over his head. His face shone like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire. And in his hand was a small scroll that had been opened. He stood with his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a great shout like the roar of a lion. And when he shouted, the seven thunders answered. When the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, keep secret what the seven thunders said and do not write it down. And the angel I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand toward heaven. He swore an oath in the name of the one who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and everything in them, the earth and everything in it, and the sea and everything in it. He said, there will be no more delay. I heard mom say, God said, he's just beyond the clouds. And I asked yourself, you look at two prophets, and you say, who is the next Noah? Or who is the next John that's in the Isle of Patmos that in this hour? So when the seventh angel blows his trumpet, God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled. It will happen just as he announced it to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice from heaven spoke to me again and said, go and take the open scroll from the hand of the angel, which sat on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel and told him to give me the small scroll. He said, yes, take it and eat it. Take it and eat it, he said. It will be sweet as honey in your mouth, but it will turn sour in your stomach. So I took the small scroll from the hand of the angel and I ate it. It was sweet in my mouth, but when I swallowed it, it turned sour in my stomach. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. Last verse, last chapter. And then, this is what God is saying to them. I mean, even those with the power to kill, to steal, to destroy, he's giving you power to overcome. We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. As long as we stay the course. And as long as we stay the course, we will be definitely okay. I just want to thank God for an opportunity to be saved. An opportunity to be saved. An opportunity, as God said, for me and my household to serve the Lord. An opportunity to be changed, to be saved, to be sanctified, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and my wife said, to be delivered from ourselves, from our own thought patterns, from our own mindsets, to be delivered from ourselves. That's why we fast. We fast to turn on ourselves. We fast and we pray to deliver ourselves from us. You know, from man is a spirit. You know, he resides in the body, but in that spirit there's a soulless realm, and that soulless realm is our mind, our will, our intellect. And that soulless realm is what keeps us connected to our flesh. And so it's got to be the point where the human spirit, which we are first and foremost, stay connected to the Holy Spirit so that we'll obey what the Holy Spirit is saying and not continue to yield to what the flesh is saying. For it said, the spirit is willing, yet the flesh is weak. So we begin to ask God for help in those areas. I heard Evangelist Friend talking about the grace and the sufficiency of God in a devotional tonight. So we got to lean on the all-sufficient grace of God to carry us through. The all-sufficient grace of God to carry us through. And say, someone said, I just want to praise him forever and ever and ever. He said, they bow down, worship, and begin to praise him. So before we leave, we're going to just sit down myself and praise. I'm going to ask Anderson to open up the mics for those that are on here. And we're just going to praise him and just thank him for an opportunity to know that our fate is not what it should have been, could have been, or would have been. We have received grace. We have received mercy. Even myself, I mean, today I woke up this morning and my back was on some craziness. But I had to go to the chiropractor and everything else. But with God, that's me and healed me. And so I thank him for that. I'm sorry, Mr. Kevin. But we just thank God for that. We praise him. We worship you. We honor your name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. So it is.
Praise God for that word, that awesome word. We thank God for it. We thank God for that word on tonight. And like I said, we're going to continue to pray for Pastor Flint, that this pain will leave his body. We thank God, hallelujah, that was an awesome word that we all needed. And I'm asking if anyone has anything that they want to add to or take away, press 1, and I will open your mic and allow you to say what you would have to say. Six, 4, 4, 7. I'm not sure if this line is open from the first time or if you want to add something to this.
I want to encourage all those that were listening to the word of God that was being spoken to us. God wants us to be aware. He don't want us to go around with our heads stuck in the sand. And he doesn't want us to listen to everything that every person says if it does not line up with the word of God. And so we've got to know that we know and pass the bit to work. So there'll be no doubt in our minds as to when the mark of the beast will be or with any of these things. And God will have already taken his people to be with him. They will be with him. We will be with him. And those that are under the altar of God, those that have been martyred, and they're asking God, how long do we have to wait to be vindicated? And the Lord let us know that when those that are still on earth have also been martyred, have also gone through. But you see, we're not in the worst. We're not even in a portion of the worst. The worst is yet to come. And if we can't go through this, then we can't trust God while we're going through these stages that the enemy is throwing against us. You see, Satan knows that his time is short. And he's out to get every soul that loves the Lord. Everyone that's trying to serve God. His aim is to destroy you, to pull you away from God so that he won't be in that lake of fire by himself. He knows what his hand is. And he's going to try to take as many of us as he can with him. But as pastors said, be encouraged and be firm, be steadfast in serving him. Don't be halfway. You know, don't be in it, out. Don't listen to every whim and every doctrine that goes by. You, the word of God, is what you need to stand on And if you don't understand, ask the Holy Spirit. He will gladly open up your revelation knowledge to it. God bless you. My heart goes out for so many that are being begun, so many that don't really understand, because the enemy don't want you to understand. And he wants to keep God's people with blinders. But seek him with all your heart, all your mind, your body and your soul. And he's ever present to deliver you. Hallelujah. God bless you.